In this bulletin, the Gold Coast and Perth included in Australia's regional migration program. The traditional owners of Uluru mark 30 years since land title was handed back to their people. And in football, Sam Kerr says she's humbled to be named Most Valuable Player of the US Women's Soccer League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government says the strong uptake of its regional migration program means it will be increasing the intake from 23,000 to 25,000 places. The places were announced earlier this year and are reserved for migrants who commit to living and working in regional Australia. If migrants commit to living and working in the regions for at least 3 years, they'll be eligible for permanent residency. Immigration Minister David Coleman says Perth and the Gold Coast will also be included in the program to encourage more skilled migrants and international students to the areas.
Perth was classified as a regional location under the program until 2017, and so we're reinstating its regional status, and we've also had advocacy from the Gold Coast as well. And we do want to give people who settle outside of Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane as many opportunities as possible to settle outside of those three places, because those three big cities are where the vast bulk of Australia's population growth is.
The traditional owners of Uluru say they look forward to the next chapter of the story of the sacred site now that climbing has been officially banned. After decades of campaigning by traditional owners, rangers officially closed the climb at 4 p.m. local time on Friday. Anyone who breaches the rule could be fined thousands of dollars. This weekend marks 30 years since the land title was returned to traditional owners. Anangu traditional owner Reggie Uluru says it's a time for learning.
Well, everybody to be coming here learning, be straight with the jugur here, and just come and sightsee and walk around the rock, that's it.
High winds are hampering efforts by firefighters in New South Wales as the state braces for the most dangerous day of the bushfire season to date. 50 bush or grass fires are burning across the state, with total fire bans in place for many regions because of high temperatures and winds. The Rural Fire Service says some residents have been told to enact their bushfire plans for a major fire covering more than 111,000 hectares on the north coast. Another major fire is burning in all directions at Mount Kapitar National Park. The bodies of two deceased siblings, aged 6 and 10, have been found at a home in Perth's northern suburbs. The children's mother is under police custody in hospital. Western Australian Assistant Commissioner Paul Steele said the woman was arrested at a nearby beach at about 8:40 p.m. on Friday.
It appears that she has self-inflicted wounds, which are non-life-threatening. However, she is receiving medical treatment, and as a result, she's unable to be interviewed at this point in time. This is a tragic event, and our heartfelt condolences go out to the friends and family of the children.
Listeners seeking mental health support can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day online and on 13 11 14. And overseas, renewed clashes between Kurdish and Turkish forces have tested a shaky ceasefire in northern Syria. It comes as the Russia-backed Syrian government moved troops into the area in part of its efforts to reclaim territory it ceded during the eight-year war. Meanwhile, the U.S. has signalled a shift away from President Donald Trump's earlier planned full troop withdrawal from the region. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. would reinforce its defense of oil fields in northeastern Syria with the use of tanks, artillery, armored vehicles and other heavy equipment. And in football, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr says the support of her teammates is the reason why she's been recognised as the most valuable player of the US National Women's Soccer League. The Australian striker scored a record 18 goals this season and is leading her team, the Chicago Red Stars, to Sunday's grand final against North Carolina Courage. The 26-year-old says she's humbled to be recognised again after receiving the honour in the 2017 season.
Obviously, like, I don't do this by myself, so huge thanks to the girls. They have to put up with me all season, and, you know, 18 goals doesn't come from just one player. So thank you to my teammates. I love playing for Chicago. I love the girls. I love the team. And they allow me to be the best player I can all year. So it's a huge team effort, you know, and this means really nothing if we don't win on Sunday. So let's win the trophy, girls.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, cloudy 20. Melbourne Shower 217, similar for Hobart 16, Canberra Sunny 21, the same for Wollongong. In Sydney Sunny 24, similar conditions in Newcastle. Brisbane mostly sunny 31, the same for Cairns. And Darwin, Shower 2, storm likely 33. I'm Biwa Kwan and this is SBS News.